Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Throwback. This is your host, Ryan the Podman.
And me, Jimmy the Radio Man.
We got another great show lined up today. If you're a fan of the Chucky and Child's Play movies, we have actress Christina Lise, who played Kyle in the movie Child's Play 2, who will be our special guest.
Oh, Daddy, I love Child's Play 2. That was my favorite movie out of all of them, Daddy. Christina Lise is one of the reasons why I love them, too. Have you seen her 90210? She's awesome. Hey, I just had a thought. What if Chucky showed up on 90210, Daddy?
Wait, what? You mean having Chucky show up on 90210 in a cameo?
Yeah, Daddy. That's if he showed up on campus trying to go after everybody. Watch this. Hello, Donna. Want a close look off of my new piercing knife?
You have a really active imagination, Jimmy. How do you think of this stuff?
It's up here in my old noggin, Daddy. You can even have this whole thing where Kyle went through this whole witness protection program just to get away from Chucky and change your name to Emily Valentine as you move to Beverly Hills and Chucky finds it, Daddy.
Jimmy, you're too much. I have to admit, though, that does sound pretty damn entertaining. Hey, what's that box you're holding?
Oh, I bought one of those Chucky Good Guy dolls a while ago. I thought I'd bring it for this episode.
How come it's so beat up? Where'd you even buy this?
Oh, I got it from the guy. He was selling it from the back of his pickup truck in a Big Lots parking lot, Daddy. He seemed to be in a real hurry for some reason.
Probably because he stole it. Wait a minute. How come Chucky's freckles look like they're drawn on? And this box has good guy spelled G-O-O-H-D-G-I-Y-S?
Hey, how you spell good guys? That is how you spell good guys, isn't it? He even told me it was limited edition.
Yeah, sure. Well, folks, anyways, we hope you enjoyed this episode of The Throwback. As always, if you like what you hear today, be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and other places where you download your favorite podcasts. Now, here's our exclusive interview with actress and star of the movie Child's Play 2, Christina Lise.
You are listening to The Throwback Podcast, your stop for everything 90s. This is a throwback exclusive.
Joining me at this time is the star of the hit 1990s movie Child's Play 2. I'm pleased to welcome Christina Lise. Christine, how are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming on. It's hard to believe it's been over almost 30 years since Child's Play 2 has come out. Out of the whole movies of Child's Play and Chucky, I think that movie in particular is my favorite one.
It's a common opinion. I hear that a lot.
Yeah. So when you first started on that movie, were you familiar with the original Child's Play before you joined the cast later on? Did you watch the first one beforehand?
I watched it at some point beforehand. I don't know if I rented it, you know, it was the 80s, so you had to rent things from, like, Blockbuster. I don't know if I saw it during the audition process or once I got the job, but I definitely had seen it before I started working.
Oh, okay. How did you end up landing the role in the movie as Kyle? Like, what was the process like?
Just the standard audition process. I had an agent. She submitted me. They brought me in. I read for it. I didn't get it right away. They saw a bunch of other girls, and then they went back and said they wanted to look at the girls that they thought had been near misses. And so I went back again, and then I got it.
Oh, awesome. What was your first initial impressions when you first joined?
I don't remember my first day, specifically. Apparently, there's a table read and everything that happened before. I also don't remember. But just in general, I was overwhelmed with excitement. It was a big job. It was my biggest, you know, job to date at that point in time. And I was really excited. The character was one that didn't feel too much different than sort of how I perceived myself. And I was just really, really grateful and really excited.
How long did it take to film the Child's Play 2? Did it take, about a month?
No, more than that. I don't really, 2 months maybe.
Two months?
Of actually shooting, yeah.
And it was actually filmed in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken.
No, the first one was shot in Chicago. The second one was shot in L.A.
Oh, was it? Okay. It was set in Chicago, though, wasn't it?
Yes.
Looking back on filming the movie, that's almost been 30 years, What are some of the things that stand out to you about the film?
Well, I wasn't a particularly experienced actress, so thing that was the most challenging for me was that Alex Vincent, who was 7 at the time, was regulated by child labor laws and could only work a couple of hours a day, and they had to set him off set. And Chucky himself took 9 puppeteers to work. I was a union actor, and each of the 9 puppeteers were union actors, which means Chucky cost 9 times as much to have on the set as I did. So
wow. What
we would do is we'd shoot the wide establishing stuff, and then when they'd go in for all the close-ups on Alex and say, Alex home, wait for all the close-ups on Chucky, and then send Chucky home, and I would do almost all of my close-ups with just tape on C-stands, like that red X is Chucky, that blue X is Alex, and I would be acting in a vacuum, really, like with just no other people in the scene.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't Chucky actually played by an actor?
Just for like 1 or 2 quick running things. I think Alex Vincent's little sister did it once in the first movie. It's very, very rare that that's the case though. 99% of what you see of Chucky is the doll. Whether it's a doll, it's sort of just like a real doll. It doesn't have any animatronics, or the, you know, an animatronic doll takes the 9 puppeteers, but most of what you see is the doll, not a person in a suit.
Okay.
It's always a doll.
It's always a doll, huh?
Once in a while, like I said, you might see in the background when Chucky has to run fast in the back of a frame or something,
right.
That would be could be a person, but 99% of what you see is a doll.
It's a doll.
And it's a practical doll too. It's not CGI, it's not After Effects. It's a practical doll that takes puppeteers to run.
Right. Like typically if you do a scene with Chucky, how long would that scene take to film?
As long as it takes for Chucky to get it right. and so whenever any scenes you do with Chucky, it doesn't matter how you do it, really. If you don't fuck up, but Chucky was great, they use that one. If you were great, but Chucky sucked, they don't use that one.
Oh,
so
okay.
Chucky is the trickiest. He's the most high maintenance actor on set. So when Chucky gets it right, that's the stuff they use. And, you know, it doesn't take hours and hours for the most part because...
Okay.
It does not take that long because the movies just don't have that kind of time to spare.
Right. Yeah, they're on a budget and they're on time, I'm assuming. So do you actually own one of the good guy dolls?
No. Almost nobody does. They don't give them away. They belong to Universal. They cost thousands and thousands of dollars and they don't give them away. Alex Vincent finally got one when he did Cult. He got them finally after 30 years and 4 movies, he got them to give him one of the Cult of Chucky dolls. But nobody's got a doll from 1 or 2.
Oh, that sucks.
Just Kevin Yeager's got them. He's the creator of Chucky. He has them.
He's got a
fantastic one from Child's Play 1, but I think it's worth about $50,000.
Wow. Were you guys able to keep any memorabilia from the set after the movie?
Nothing? No. That's not how movies and TV work. You don't get to keep the props. The props either they're rented and they have to go back to the rental house where they were rented from, or they're owned by the studio, or they're owned by the property manager, him or herself. So they don't give those things away. Those are investments and things. And they also have to have all those props if they have to do reshoots in the future. They need all those props to be the exact ones they used in the original project. So it's an incredible misconception that actors take anything home from sets. It's very, very unusual.
Very unusual. Okay. From filming the movie, do you have a particular favorite scene that you filmed? Like,
in the second movie, the sequence I like the most is when Kyle's out in the backyard smoking a cigarette on the swing, and she finally realizes that Chucky might be actually real because she threw him away in the garbage can. And she's swinging on the swing, and then her foot drags in the ground a number of times, and a little shoe gets exposed, and she finds a second Chucky doll, goes back to the trash can, and he's not, the first one's not there anymore. That was fun to shoot, and that's, I think, the stuff I did that's the most convincing. But as far as other people's stuff, I really like the broken glass kill in Cult of Chucky, and I really like all of... everything that Jennifer Tilly and Fiona Dorff get to do, they're both brilliant. I love watching them.
Yeah, that was awesome. My favorite scene personally was the final scene at the toy warehouse where you were trying to rescue Andy from Chucky. I thought that was a lot of fun to watch, the whole...
Well, it's about the movie. So everyone calls that a scene, but really it's like 40 scenes. It's the whole second half of the movie.
How long did that take the film? Just that, like, final scene? Yeah? Wow.
It's half the movie.
Pretty much, yeah. It was... that was actually in a real warehouse, right?
It was in a set... It was a stage we built that warehouse.
Oh, okay. Like I loved how you guys how Chucky got roasted on the conveyor in that at the end, and then you thought he was dead when he came out. Then you put the electrical wire in his mouth, and his head like blew up to like 3 or 4 times his size, and he just exploded at the end.
It was an air hose. Yeah.
It was a yeah. Now. What was I going to say? How come you weren't in Child's Play 3? That always bugged me.
It bugged me too, but because Andy was aged up and went to military school, so there was no place for Kyle there, I guess. I mean, I didn't write it, but I think they wanted to age. They felt like they had explored everything they could to have Chucky torturing a 7-year-old, so they decided to age him up and give him a romantic interest and, you know, change the dynamic. With it between Andy and Chucky.
So they did that all in like within a year because Child's Play 2 came out in 1990 and I think the third one came out, 91?
They did it pretty fast, yeah.
So they jumped 8 years in just 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of hard for me to... I was never really a fan of the third one, to be honest. That's probably my... Out of the whole like series, that's probably my least favorite one.
That's also a very popular opinion. Almost everyone says that too.
Yeah.
It's a toss up for the worst Chucky is Chucky 3 and Seed of Chucky. I think even Dawn thinks Child's Play 3 is the weakest of them all. Dawn wrote them all. I think even Dawn thinks 3 is the weakest.
Yeah. I was just I think I've only seen that movie probably once. I've seen the other ones like multiple times, but I think Child's Play 3 I probably saw once, and yeah, that was it. I didn't really have too much interest. You were also in a lot of other TV shows like Baywatch, Beverly Hills 90210, In the Heat of the Night. Which do you prefer doing horror movies?
No.
No?
No. I don't have a preference for horror movies at all. I just like to work. So the jobs that I like, end up the ones... Chucky's happened to be particularly fun, and a lot of the people on that project are still in my life, and they're still my friends, so it's a really special project because of that, because I got to come back in Cult, and hopefully I'll come back when the TV series happens. So that makes it a particularly unique project on my resume. And Alex Vincent's like my real little brother, so that's why Child's Play is important to me, not because it was a horror movie. And I also like the projects that I do where I get to do material that I think is challenging, and the other actors are talented, and like ER, did ER for a year, and that was great. Got to work with George Clooney and Juliana Margulies and Noah Wiley and Eric LaSalle and everybody. So, and China Beach was a great job too. I did a show called China Beach. You're probably too young to know of, but it was a great job too. So yeah, I mean, TV is great because sometimes it goes on for longer. So you have a job for a longer period of time. But if I only preferred to do if horror movies were my favorite thing to do, I'd be a sad sack because I haven't done a lot of them.
You were pretty good in this Child's Play, too. I think you'd be good in some other ones if you ever were up for the role for anything. What was I going to say? For the new Chucky reboot that's coming out later this year, were you asked to be involved in that in any way?
Nobody from that franchise was.
No? Okay. That should be... What is that? That's coming out this summer, right, if I'm not mistaken.
Pardon me for not following that project. It's got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. How is it like going to all the Comic Cons and conventions these days, years after the movie, and knowing how popular an impact the movies have had with a lot of people. How does that make you feel?
I love the conventions. I love them because for the most part, I get to hang out with Alex Vincent because we tend to do them, not always, but mostly we do them together. And like I said, he's like my real little brother, so it's really fun. He lives in Florida. I live in Los Angeles, so it's really fun for us to hook up with those things. And it's great meeting fans, and it's great when I go to those things, there's other actors there that I know from either working with them or from my personal life, and there's actors there that I don't know but I'm a fan of. And I get to meet people that end up being really cool. I'm a big fan of Kane Hodder, and I'm a big fan of Robert Englund. They happen to be really great guys, and it's just, they're fun. It's just fun. It's like being on location shooting a movie, but without any responsibility. It's a win-win-win situation. I love them. Yeah.
I always have a blast going to those.
I do,
You had, yes, you had a cameo in one of the more recent Chucky movies. It was Cult of Chucky, I think the last one, was that 2017?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a post-credit cameo. I think you were at Andy's house or something.
Yes, yes.
And you stabbed already, he was pretty much already decapitated, and you came with a knife saying we were about to have some fun, and you,
I had pliers in my hand.
Was it pliers? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually a nice, fun surprise to see at the end of the movie there.
Thanks.
Yeah. I think you were also in the one before that, but yeah, I think they only showed your picture.
Right.
Yeah. What other projects do you have lined up coming up, or is anything you're working on currently?
I have a cooking channel on YouTube called, if you go to videovegan.com, I have a vegan cooking channel on YouTube that I do on a weekly basis. I unboxed one of those $500 trick-or-treat Chucky's on it a couple of weeks ago. It's sort of fun to watch. And it's because the trick-or-treat, I don't know if you're aware of the Trick-or-Treat Studios Chucky doll, but it was made from the Child's Play 2 Chucky doll molds and stuff. So it's as legitimate a Chucky as you're ever going to find in a retail environment. Really ever going to find, kind of full stop, unless you get an original one from Kevin Yeager. But and I wrote a novel. I wrote a dirty comedy novel called Bathing and the Single Girl.
Oh, okay.
And I'm hoping that the Chucky TV series happens and that they give me a call. And I'm hoping that the 90210 reboot gives me a call. But I'm waiting on tender hooks here for that to happen.
That'd be cool seeing you on those shows again. Especially, yeah, the 90210 reboot. That's coming out this fall. Is that coming out this fall?
Summer.
Summer, is it summer? Okay. That should be good. Okay, before we wrap this up, do you have any final words to your fans who followed the movies?
No, just know if you want, you can check out what I'm doing. Follow me on Instagram. My name on Instagram is Christine Elise McCarthy. And I'm Christine Elise on Facebook. And I'm C. Elise McCarthy on Twitter. I'm most active on Instagram, though. So that's where I do most of my interaction with people is on Instagram.
Okay, that's good to know. Well, it was great having you on as our guest today. It was great reminiscing about the Child's Play 2. It's one of the all-time favorite classic horror movies, especially, like we've said before, I think that movie in particular, I think, is probably, like, the favorites for, like, a majority of the people.
It is.
I think that really, like, the first one was good, but I think that second one, Child's Play 2, was really compelled the whole Chucky franchise, I believe.
Yeah, well, Chucky had a lot more to do with Chucky 2 than he did in the first Chucky. So Chucky really came into his own in Chucky 2.
Yeah, he did. So it was a pleasure having you on, and I want to thank you again for coming on. And take care and best of luck to everything.
Thanks. Take care.
We hope you enjoyed that exclusive interview with Christine Elise. It was a great pleasure talking to her, and I think out of all the whole series of Chucky movies that have come out over the years, Child's Play 2 is probably my all-time favorite of the series, and was really the movie that catapulted Chucky to what he became.
Oh, Daddy, I think you might be right. That movie's legendary. You know, I was watching that movie along with my first Child's Play last week with my good guy doll.
Jimmy, I hate to break it to you, but I don't think that's a real good guy doll.
Of course, just look at the box. Hey, wait a minute. Where's my box? Where's my Chucky doll, Daddy?
I don't know, Jimmy. I've been with you the whole time. Wait. Isn't that it over there in the corner?
Oh yeah. There it is. Let me go grab it. Hey, wait a minute. Where's my good guy doll? It's not in the box.
I don't know what to tell you, Jimmy. Like I said, I've been with you the whole time. It looks like the box was cut open with a knife, though. Hey, Jimmy, look over there. There's some footprints of dirt that lead into the bathroom. Okay, this is getting kind of creepy.
Do you think?
Jimmy, it's a movie. It's not real. But I can't explain this. It's almost like... Ah! Who the hell hit me with a roll of toilet paper?
Not the Chucky!
Hey, what the hell?
OMG, Daddy! Chucky's real! I can't believe it! Hey, Daddy! Now Chucky got me!
Not the Chucky! Not the Chucky! Not the Chucky!
Ow, Daddy!
Oh. Jimmy, are you okay? What the hell? Oh. What the hell did Chucky get this frying pan from? Wait a minute. Why does this Chucky voice sound so familiar?
Maybe because you and old fart who forgot my Christmas present, Uncle Ryan.
Oh.
You're not the Andy.
I can't believe this, Daddy. Chucky's come to life.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Jim. Look over there. Isn't that your Chucky doll under the table stripped of its clothes?
Oh, I believe you're right, Ron. Can you believe that? The real Chucky showed up and stripped my good guy doll naked.
No. That's not where I'm going with this. Huh? Chucky just called me Uncle Ryan. And it sounds a lot like your little cousin. But how is that even possible?
Oh, I knew I forgot something.
I meant to tell you we had
to babysit my little cousin again today. I was so excited about the episode and the good guy doll, I forgot I left him in the car when I came in.
That was 3 hours ago. You forgot about him for over 3 hours? How could you forget something like that?
Yeah, Daddy, my little cousin, he gets bored if he's left alone for too long. So he must have just wanted to play around with us and pretended to be Chucky. Ain't that funny?
I think I have another concussion from that frying pan hit. It's really funny. Next time, please remember to tell me these things. Huh. Hey, where's your little cousin anyways?
I don't know, Daddy. I'll go look for him.
Please do. Anyway, folks, minus the headache and dislocated jaw I now have, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Throwback. On the next edition in the month of July, we hope we have a very special guest lined up that everyone will love. Be sure to check out our social media on Twitter at Throw Podcast, THROW Podcast, and Instagram at Throwback_Podcast in the coming weeks to find out who.
Oh, I can't find my little cousin, Ryan. I don't know where he is. He just disappeared.
Ow! This toilet plunger just hit me in the eye. Jimmy, your little cousin's on the ceiling throwing things at us. Hey, you get down from there!
You're not the Andy! Not the Andy! Not the Andy!
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at Throw Podcast or on the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/throwback.